And they, so you call, did you ever call it side meat?
Side meat, yeah.
Side meat or Midland. And they, the part of the bacon that you have to cut off is, you know, when you get a bacon, that hard crust.
Tenderloin.
Yeah.
You cut tenderloin off of the... Is that what you mean?
No, I want... That's good, though. I want that, too. But what I was thinking of is this is when bacon, after bacon has been smoked and cured, and when you're going to slice that bacon, you're going to use it and have it for breakfast.
The skin?
Yeah, that's
the
what
skin,
I mean.
Skin,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now, would you call that just bacon, or would you call it something else? The kind you use to... Maybe to identify it, to set it apart from other kinds of bacon, the kind of bacon you have with eggs.
Now you just call it bacon, is all right. I know.
You wouldn't call it breakfast bacon.
Breakfast bacon, yeah, after you have it sliced, yeah.
It has to, after it's sliced.
Yeah, you take it and have it sliced, and then you call it bacon.
All right, and the man who cuts meat is called a...
Butcher.
All right, and if meat is left out too long, isn't refrigerated, you might say it... the meat, you know, if the meat is, some meat hasn't been refrigerated and it hasn't been cooked,
mm-hmm.
You say the meat.
Taints, or I believe that's what you call
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Taints is fine. You can't eat tainted meat if the meat's tainted.
No, you can't eat tainted meat.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Another word that's even maybe more, a little stronger than tainted, you'd say mm-hmm. The meat is...
Strong.
Strong or
yeah.
How, well, if you're talking about a child, say one of your grandchildren, you know, the child just won't behave himself, and the parents don't seem to punish him. You say that I think that little boy is spoilt.
I think he's spoilt bad.
Yeah. Now, would you ever use that for meat? Did you ever say
yeah.
Meat is what?
Spoilt bad.
Okay. And did you?